Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about the power of patience, what it means to fully trust in yourself, trust in divine timing, trust in what is meant to be and when it is meant to be, and stop worrying about this instant gratification and failure and all this other nonsense that is cluttering our brains and in the way. I am excited for this episode. I'm excited to chat with you all. And I just have to say, like, I feel like this episode is so on brand right now. Like, I found myself, and I often, you know, find myself getting, like, losing patience because I just want success all the time. Like, I just want to be the best. I want to have the results. And, like, that's even coming from someone who has the right mindset, you know? That's coming from someone who's super disciplined, who doesn't need motivation, who knows, you know, things take time and all that. But even knowing all that, I still am like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not getting enough views on my TikToks, or I'm not growing enough followers on, you know, TikTok or Instagram. My paychecks aren't getting any bigger. My business isn't getting any bigger. My views and my downloads aren't going up on my podcast, like, whatever it is. I find myself in moments of frustration, like, I'm working so fucking hard. I am so deserving of so much more success. I'm deserving of more results. Why don't I see it? So, you know, I feel as though a new wave of energy has kind of come over me in the past couple days. And it's so wild because I felt this new wave over the weekend. And then yesterday, I got an email that I'm really excited about, and I need all the prayers I can get and all the manifestations I can get, because I inquired about something really, really, really big about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and then they answered my email yesterday, and I was like, holy shit. Like, it's happening. I mean, I didn't get anything major come through, but the fact of the matter is that they answered my email, and that in and of itself is a big deal because I know they get thousands of inquiries, and I know that I am not the only one. You know, I know that this is not far and few between her thousands of other emails, you know? So that was really exciting, and I'm really hoping for some good news eventually to come with that. What else happened? Oh, I got another email. I got an email this morning at 11:08 a.m. It says, congratulations, For the Girls has made the following top listener charts on Good Pods. Number 18 in the top 100 entrepreneur chart, number 33 in the top 100 business chart, and number 34 in the top 100 self-improvement chart. Now, I don't know exactly what the Good Pods app is and how official it is, but all I know is that I'm number 18, number 33, and number 34 in their top 100 list in three different categories, and I'm down for that. So it's definitely no Spotify, but I will take it. And any recognition for the Girls means a lot to me because you guys know this is not my full-time thing. This is currently a side thing and is not exactly income producing. It's more of a hobby, but it's something I genuinely love to do. So getting any ounce of recognition, even if it's not monetary compensation, truly does mean a lot to me. And I feel like I'm forgetting something else that happened. What was it? Oh, yes. Right before I went away, I had a really cool call and just signed something in regards to that call about, like, you know, an NDA in that sense. So I cannot tell you who, what, when, where, why, how, anything of that nature. But again, similar to the first email I just said, like, I don't know if anything is going to come of it. It was kind of just like an inquiry. They reached out, we had a conversation, and now it's kind of just a let's see how it goes type of thing. So, you know, we'll see. This could be something that doesn't come to be for a year, 2 years. It could be something that never comes to be. But what I do know is that it's something that could possibly be, and I'm just going to be patient about it. So, you know, that's why I just felt like this topic was so on brand right now, because I'm in a stage of like, good things are happening, good things are coming. I needed the signs. And in the past week, I really did have the signs come, and I'm like, okay, I am on the right track. I am doing the right things. I might not see the numbers in front of my face as we speak, but that's the power of patience, because good things are on its way. Good things are coming. They are in the mail right now. Actually, I know not everybody who listens to this is a Christian, so I don't want to get into, you know, too much religion or anything of that sort, but there is one podcast episode that I have listened to at least 10 times by now. I've listened to it for probably, you know, over a year, and I think the name, it's a church, the podcast, it's C3, I think, C3 NYC, let's see, yeah, it's called C3 NYC, it's a podcast. And it is a church for the people of New York City. Anyway, there's one episode on that podcast called A Beautiful Story. That's the name of that one episode, A Beautiful Story. It is about a single woman who shares her journey of her singleness to finding her soulmate and getting married and all of those good stuff. Anyway, the reason why I'm sharing that is because when I just said it's in the mail, reminds me. Can we just deal with the fact right now that my fat elbow leaned on the keyboard and stopped recording my voice, that I just went on a whole ass tangent telling this story? Like, really? I might be talking about the power of patience, but I got no damn patience for that. I got no patience for what just happened. I literally just leaned on the keyboard and kept talking without realizing. So I just told a whole entire story that you guys did not even hear. But in this story that she shares in that podcast episode, basically she had a dream that God said to her, it's in the mail. And she went around for months, maybe even a year. I forget the logistics. Wondering, what does that mean? It's in the mail, you know, checking her mailbox, trying to understand, what does that mean? Where is he? She's trying to get married, find the love of her life, all of this amazing things. And she's like, it's in the mail, it's in the mail, it's in the mail. What does that mean? Going around wondering, thinking about it all the time, praying about it, looking for God and everything. And spoiler alert, the guy she ended up marrying, their love story kind of starts because one day she got an email from him. So they met at church or something of that nature, and sometime after, I guess he got her email and he emailed her. And the beauty of that story is that she dreamt earlier before God telling her it's in the mail, and then it literally was in her emails. She did get an email from this guy that ended up, you know, being her soulmate. And I just think, I mean, it's a beautiful story, and that's literally the name of it. It's a beautiful story, but it's all about patience and trust. And yes, it is a Christian podcast, so it's more about trusting in God. And this episode that I'm doing is going to be about trusting in yourself, but it is still such a beautiful thing. Patience. It's so powerful to have patience, you know? So whatever it is that you're looking for or waiting on, it's in the mail. It's in the mail. That's it. It's in the mail. Maybe not physically or literally like it was in her story, but whatever it is that you're waiting for, it's in the mail. That's why you don't have it yet. It's on its way. You're going to get it. You're going to find it. You're going to have it. It's on its way to you right now. So let's talk about the power of patience. I know I shared a lot to kick this episode off. I wanted to catch you guys up to speed and all that, but now I really want to get into this topic and why patience is so important, because I don't think people really understand the value of patience and what it really means, because patience has a much deeper meaning than just being patient. What patience really means is that you trust. You trust in yourself. You trust in the process. You trust in God. You trust in the universe, whatever it is. You're trusting that it will happen. I talk about patience a lot when it comes to money. You probably can hear me talk about that in my Girls Just Want to Have Funds episode, where I talk about money mindset and all that kind of stuff, because, you know, a lot of people seek money and they want it quickly and they want fast cash. And when they don't get that, they get angry and resentful and they have a hard time thinking about money, talking about money, being around money, making money, because now they have this negative mindset. But when you have patience around money, that is because you trust that it will happen. And that goes for everything in life. Forget the money. It goes with friendships, relationships, dating, work, business, projects that you're working on, whatever it is, a hobby, something that you want to get good at, whatever the case is, patience is the trust that it will happen. Nowadays, everyone wants quick results, fast cash, instant gratification. But that's not at all what you want when you want life-changing results. You don't want to be a one-hit wonder. You don't want an overnight success that dies out. Think about the one-hit wonders that come to your mind and the things that people talk about. Oh, whatever happened to that girl or that guy? Whatever happened to that thing? Oh, it was so cool. Oh, it was canceled. Oh, it was so long ago. Like, when we think of a one-hit wonder, we think of like a distant memory, like something of the past. Nothing long-term, you know, nothing sustainable. No dedication, no commitment, nothing. And when you're patient and you take the steps and you go through the stepping stones in order to achieve the milestones, then you build sustainable businesses or whatever it is. You find sustainability. You have longevity. You have dedication. You find those life-changing results. Because here's the key that a lot of people have not yet come to terms with. So often, we give up too soon. We quit too soon. Maybe not only at business, but maybe at that relationship, maybe at whatever else it could be, that you just tap out too quickly. But guess what? If you would have asked one more question, you would have got the answer you were looking for. If you would have tried one more time, you would have got a yes. If you posted your product one more day, you would have had someone reach out. If you made one more phone call, you would have had someone invest in you. Like, we're out here giving up because four doors closed on us. But if you would have opened the fifth door, it would have been success behind that door. A win was waiting behind that door. You know that saying that's like, you could be grinding for 4 years with no results, and on the fifth year, you have your biggest breakthrough yet, and that's it. You see all the success start from then. Like, again, I don't want to only relate this to business, but it all carries true over into any other situation. Why are you in such a rush? Why do you think you need to have results today? Don't you want to learn the lesson first? Don't you want to see what it really takes to get there? Trust in yourself. Why do you have no trust in yourself? Here's the thing. You're not seeing results because you don't trust in yourself. I don't think people realize that every single one of us have an aura and an energy about us that transfers over to people. no matter what. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. But that aura and that energy, it transfers, okay? We always say confidence is the transfer of belief. So on the contrary, insecurity is the transfer of like non-belief, basically. You know, the more confident you are, people believe you. The more confident you are, people are going to tell you yes, and they're going to trust in you because you're showcasing your trust in yourself, in your product, whatever it is. People believe whatever it is that you say. They want to be a part of whatever it is that you do. But then when it comes down to people having no trust in themselves, why do you think anyone is going to tell you yes? Why do you think anyone is going to want to be a part of whatever it is that you're doing? Like, when you lack that trust in yourself, no one is going to trust you either. You are transferring that energy and that aura onto people without having to say a single word. So if right now you're like, yeah, but I'm showing up, I'm doing the work, and still no one is doing it. Yeah, because you're not showing up with trust in yourself. You're not showing up with confidence. You know, people always tell me I'm a really great salesperson, which is funny because I don't consider myself to be. Like, sales is not my thing. And quite frankly, I feel like we don't really like salespeople. We find them to be annoying. But people always tell me, oh my God, you are a good salesperson. You can sell me anything. And I think what it comes down to is not necessarily that I can sell anybody anything, but I sure as hell can sell you on things that I believe in. Whether it comes down to the clothes I wear, the beauty products I use, my advice, the things that I'm passionate about, the things that I can give insight on, dating, relationships, friendships, confidence, whatever it is. If I believe in it, if I believe it to be true, man, I can sell the shit out of it. I can talk about it with so much confidence and so much trust in myself that when people hear me, they trust in me and they trust in my word. And they're like, I'm picking up whatever you're putting down, girl. And so the reason why I share that is because I think that what it comes down to is that I've always mastered patience within myself. And so I always have a lot of trust in myself. And so I can sell myself all of my beliefs. So, you know, when I started my business, I had a full-time job. I was, you know, only a couple of years into it. I just went to college and invested all this time and money into school and my degree. And, you know, a lot of people obviously doubted me and made comments to me and told me that I was making a mistake because I have a safe job. And why would I take this risk of starting to work for myself when I just went through all the school and blah, blah, blah. But I believed that I was going to have these results, even without knowing that it could definitely happen. You know, I had no proof that I was going to have any results. I had no true reason to believe it, but I believed it. And so to me, I didn't need this like overnight one-hit wonder type of success with, you know, instant gratification. That didn't faze me. I cared about what my life would look like in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years, in 4 years. So when it came down to people telling me I can't, maybe in the first couple weeks, the first couple months, they were sitting back laughing because they didn't see those results. But I mean, look at me now. From that day, I had patience that it would happen because I trusted that it will happen, whether or not those people thought that it were possible. And I proudly say that I failed along the way as well. I had many, many, many lows, low lows. I have had amazing highs that were immediately followed up by the red carpet being swept out under my feet. So, you know, I've gone through it all. But the reason why I have the results I have now is because I did not give up. I did not quit. I did not lose patience. Now, of course, in the same breath, you want to have urgency. I will say I'm also here now, not just on having patience of being like, okay, I believe I'm going to be successful. Let's sit back and watch it happen. You know, that wasn't the case. I had urgency alongside it. So patience was knowing it's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. I say this all the time, never if, only when. But it was followed up with that urgency. I didn't get comfortable waiting around for things to happen. You know, they say good things come to those who wait. Fuck no. Good things come to those who get up and go after it. Good things come to those who hustle, who work for it, who earn it. Good things came to me because I earned it, right? And that urgency was just a matter of feeling like, no, I'm not satisfied here. I know I'm capable of more. I know I was procrastinating all week. You know, that's when the urgency comes out. You're like, nah, I put that off for too long. I'm not satisfied. I gotta go harder. I gotta go faster. So no, you don't need or want instant gratification, but there comes a point where you do need to hold yourself accountable and say, all right, I'm not seeing results. Like, I need to get a move on. I need to do more. I know I'm capable of having more and receiving more, so I gotta give more. I gotta put in more effort. You know, there comes a point where you gotta say, I'm not gonna sit back and wait around and be patient, but I'm also not gonna quit if I don't see results right away. So that's how the patience and the urgency go hand in hand. They're like an equation. Patience plus urgency equals a lifetime of success, a lifetime of results, a lifetime of good news after good news after good news after good news. And I know plenty of women, myself included, who can relate this topic of patience and it being so powerful to relationships, you know, having that lifelong partner and relationship. A lot of women are waiting for the one and they're losing their patience and they're at the point of losing hope and thinking, oh, I'm never going to be with him. There's no way. Like, I'm too old now. Like, it's a very, very common feeling to believe that there's no possible way that you are going to meet that person anytime soon when so much time is passing and you feel like no improvement is being made. Like, there's no changes happening. Like, I get it just as much as the next person. But I think about that situation, you know, the podcast episode of C3NYC, the topic of A Beautiful Story. I mean, it's such a beautiful story about divine timing and trust. It's all about trust. Again, I know her trust was more put into God's hands. And if that's not your cup of tea, then put the trust into your own hands. Trust yourself. You need to have this patience that tells you it's fine. It's gonna happen. It will happen. Even if I don't see it yet, it still belongs to me anyway. But I might not have it for another little while. You might just have to wait a little bit longer. But regardless, it has my name on it anyway. Whether it comes to me today or tomorrow doesn't matter because it belongs to me. That's why, you know, I'm leaving the space empty at the moment. Because this thing that belongs to me is on its way. So I need to just leave this spot a little clear at the moment. So I think what I learned this week when it comes to patience is that you're always going to turn a new leaf eventually. There's always going to be a shift eventually. Good things are always going to come eventually. Even if you're in a season of slowness, even if you're in a season where everything is still and there's no movement and you're like, what is going on? Why am I not seeing any results? Why is nothing happening? Why am I not meeting anyone? Why am I not making money? Whatever the case is, you might go through weeks, months, years that feel like nothing is happening. But then all it takes is that one shift in your energy and the good news starts to come in like groups. you know, this is going to sound really morbid, but you know that saying where they're like people go in threes, like with death. You hear one person dies, then all of a sudden another person died, and then another person died, and now three people died at once. Like, I did not make that up, so don't come for me. I don't even like that I just said it on my podcast, but, you know, it's just a saying I've always heard. Well, I feel like good news comes the same way as well. Whether it be, you know, getting that email, or getting the phone call, or getting the interview, or meeting somebody when you're out, whatever the case is, like, somebody new comes into your life. Like, I tend to feel like you attract good news all at once. Once one thing comes in, they all start to come in. So I feel like if you're going through, like I said, a moment of stillness, just wait. Just remain a little patient. Don't tap out yet. Don't give up yet. because one good thing is going to hit you. And I can guarantee for you, I'm going to make that promise that good things follow it. They're all going to follow suit. One's going to start, and then the second one's going to follow, and the third one is going to follow. And you're going to be like, thank God I was patient. Thank God I waited, because this is exactly what was meant to be for me, when it was meant to be, how it was meant to be, and I couldn't ask for it any better. And for those girls that are losing their patience when it comes to finding a partner or anything of that sort, what I will say is get out of your bubble. I do want you to be patient, and I don't want you to start like leaving your house every day just in hopes of meeting somebody, because you're going to drive yourself insane. But I will say, get out of your bubble. Travel a little bit. Go out to dinner or go out for drinks. Like, go to the park. Go to the coffee shop. If you work from home, maybe work from the coffee shop for the day. Like, just try to get out there more, because I do get it. You want tangible answers on how to expedite the process, but unfortunately, that's not really possible. So remain patient, trust yourself, but enjoy your life. Get out of the house, see different cities, take a road trip, whatever it is, and watch who you meet. You never know. But that's all I got for today. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.